I am going to call this meeting, this special meeting of the Board of Commissioners, the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District, special session to order at 6:04. And I need a roll call.
Commissioner Higgins, Commissioner Benson, Commissioner Newman,
Here.
Commissioner Coleman,
present.
President Dale.
Here. Stephen, would you read some parts?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Ms. Diamond, how about a report on closed session, please?
No action was taken, and we don't have a report out.
All right. So at this point in our agenda, we take public comment. You may speak for 3 minutes on any item not agendized this evening. If you wish to speak on items not on our agenda, please step up to the microphone and tell us where you're from, what your name is, and let us have it. Seeing no public comment on non-agendized items, I'm going to go to consent calendar.
I make a motion. We approve the consent calendar.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Consent calendar passes. All right, we're going to go to 9A. Business. Consider, discuss, and take action to adopt Resolution 2024-08, establishing findings relative to Permit 2024-01, determining the existence of California Environmental Quality Act exemption, and approving Harbor District Permit 2024-01 with conditions for billboard repair and continuation of use for 5 years. Did you write that, Rob, or did Nancy write that?
I don't
either. But it looks perfect to me.
I mean,
what do you think, Greg? Right?
I mean, it took me a good minute and a half to read it. I'm assuming
Rob wrote it.
All right. Please, Rob, take it away.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed that so much. I'm going to read it to you again because there's some really important things in there. So tonight, you're considering, discussing, and taking action on a resolution that establishes findings. So those findings are an important part of our discussion. Determining a California CEQA exemption and approving a permit. So those are really the three things before you. So a bit of summary of how we've gotten here. A legally nonconforming billboard located within tidally influenced portions of Humboldt Bay was damaged during the winter storms this past January. The owner of the billboard is seeking a permit to conduct a like-for-like repair to restore that billboard. If approved, permit before you would allow that repair and implement Amendment 2 to Ordinance Number 7 of the Harbor District by permitting the continued operation of the billboard for a 5-year amortization period, after which the billboard would be removed. So the board adopted Amendment 2 to Ordinance 7 in 2021 that declared pre-existing billboards non-conforming, required non-conforming billboards to receive a district permit, and there was established a rebuttable amortization period for the removal. And the ordinance requires approval to conduct maintenance, repair, or reconstruction within that amortization period. This billboard in question never received a permit and never received notice of an amortization period. So the billboard also never received the required notification of Amendment Number 2 to Ordinance Number 7. So through this action, the district is implementing Ordinance Number 7 as amended through the review and approval of this permit. And the conditions of approval implement that ordinance. So the submitted work includes removal of the existing fallen structure and the existing uprights and installs 6 new posts and 6 new support posts. Go ahead, Mindy. In the exact location as the old ones. And that requires pile driving for this like-for-like replacement repair. CEQA. District staff determined that the repair project qualifies for an exemption, which is that exemption there, which is replacement or reconstruction. The repair project will replace severely damaged billboard uprights and associated structures and would not result in an expansion of capacity or use. And the repair project involves the replacement or reconstruction of existing structures and facilities where the new structure will be located on the same site and have the same purpose and capacity as the structure being replaced. So it's important that approval of this item before you tonight would concur that the project is exempt from CEQA. Just for your knowledge, CEQA has a couple of different steps and options. It can be declared exempt, or you can require an initial study, which then would result in confirmation that it's exempt. Or the initial study can say there's a possibility for environmental impact here. You need to do a negative declaration or a mitigated negative declaration or an EIR. The staff report that was released on the district website earlier this week included a resolution that referenced a permit that through my administrative error didn't include the actual permit in the application. So there is an addendum that was released and is available over there and presented to you that includes the actual permit in it. That is attachment 1 to the resolution. And this is what the front page looks like. I'm going to go through all of the conditions of approval outlined in this permit. So the permit allows for no material changes without revisions to this permit. So in other words, if you approve this tonight, one of the conditions you'll see in a moment is that the county would have to issue a building permit. If through that action, the county says you can't rebuild it the way it was, the California building permit or the California building regulations require that you change the design, then this permit would no longer be valid because the applicant can't make material changes to this once it's approved without revisions to the permit. Condition 2, the authorized use is subject to additional approval of the following public agencies. So they have to get approval from the Corps, the Water Board, the Coastal Commission, Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the county, which could include building permit, grading permit, access permit, and or other requirements from the county. And if any requirements or approvals from Caltrans for either access or other requirements. Condition 3, all billboard repair must be completed no longer than 180 days after issuance of the permit. Condition 4, the permit must implement best management practices, which are presented in Exhibit 1. Condition 5, any in-water work around the billboard requires a spill prevention, control, and countermeasure plan, which is detailed further in the permit. Condition 6, all construction debris must go from the site disposed of through also authorized disposal. No side casting allowed. This is what's called the inadvertent discovery condition requirement, which is through an agreement with the local tribes that if any archaeological or cultural features or materials are under time, then construction stops. Condition 8, the permit shall not allow or cause any unreasonable interference with navigation. 9, says the same. And the Board of Commissioners may revoke the permit anytime upon finding a violation of any condition of the permit. The permittee shall comply with any regulations, conditions, or instructions affecting the authorized use through a Federal Water Pollution Control Administration, Water Board, et cetera. So effectively, you have to comply with water, state and federal water quality requirements. Permit is valid as of the date of the issuance stated above, which is tomorrow, and shall expire on the date listed above, which is 5 years later, plus a couple of weeks for processing. So early September of 2029. Permit establishes a 5-year amortization period. The applicant has waived the right to rebut this 5-year amortization period. An applicant has waived the right to seek a shorter or longer amortization period. Notice is hereby given that the billboard and the authorized use remain non-conforming to the district's Harbor or Humboldt Bay master plans per ordinance number 7. And I think finally, no later than 30 days after the issuance, permittee must provide financial assurance in an amount and form acceptable to the executive director to ensure that the billboard is removed by the end of the amortization period. This permit's not transferable, so it can't be transferred to another permit or another billboard, another site, another person. And then this is Exhibit 1, which is our standard best management practices for any water in water work, including pile driving. So staff recommends that you do one of two things. Adopt the resolution, which includes findings, allowing for the billboard repair, determining the existence of exemption to CEQA, approving the permit with the conditions I just read to you, or deny the permit application. There are other options that you could go with, but those are what's presented in the staff report. And I'm available for questions.
All right.
Well then, I think at this point I'm gonna take it first, and then we'll debate, deliberate.
Good afternoon, Jennifer Cult with Humboldt Waterkeeper. So I hope that you had a chance to read our comment letter. I spent a lot of time on it where I was not planning on doing that, but in short,
you sent this comment letter?
In short, this is not a like for like repair. The billboard doesn't exist anymore. It's completely gone. The proposal is for 12x6 uprights, not 4x4 uprights, which are what is permitted according to the current Outdoor Advertising Act permit. It's not repair of an existing billboard. So at 4:50 p.m., I received this addendum. So forgive me if I have not fully digested at all, because it was sent at 4:50. I got it at 5:10, like today, half hour ago. So, but what it appears to be saying is that the piles will be installed and removed by barge, which is a new concept. Not sure if that's totally correct, but one of our concerns is that the construction work on this project would interrupt the Bay Trail, the use of the Bay Trail. And we didn't see any encroachment permit from the owner of the right-of-way, which is the State of California Great Redwood Trail Agency. As you know, people have been working for decades to get this trail completed, and it's almost complete. The billboard owner's application and permits and their practices to date have always accessed these billboards by driving out onto the railroad tracks. And that's what it says. They will drive out onto the railroad tracks. You may notice there's no railroad tracks there anymore. They've been completely removed. So the Bay Trail would be either there would be access on the Bay Trail every time the copy is changed on the billboard, or they would be using a barge to access the site. I'm not sure. In any case, there's some conflicting things here. It seems that the addendum has this piling removal and installation best management practice that's from normally from a dock removal and installation of piling. So you're using a doing all this in-water work. However, the amendment to ordinance 2 that or the amendment 2 to ordinance 7 that the district adopted in 2021 says at D1 II, or however you want to say this, D12, it says structures which are damaged by high winds, destroyed by fire or other calamity may have the portions of the damaged structure above water level at the time of repair work is completed restored. I'm reading that sentence the way it is written, although I think I dropped the word with. So I would really like to know what this sentence means. Structures which are damaged by high winds, blah, 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 may with have the portions of the damaged structure above water level at the time the repair work is completed, restored. Furthermore, I mean, it sounds to me like there's not supposed to be work below the water level. Also, the CDFW, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, comments in the staff report state that they want to see a condition that says work below the mean high tide shall only occur during low tide, no in-water work permitted. And so I'm having a hard time envisioning how you do that from a barge, because it also says the barge will not be grounded, that won't disturb eelgrass habitat, etc. So I hope you read my comments, because that was not what I was going to talk about until I got the addendum, but there's a lot more in the comments, and please deny the permit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Dave Missouri from Arcata. Let's be out front about this. This is really ridiculous. When you look at the ordinances that are on the books, they make it very clear that the intention of the ordinances is to get rid of the billboards that are in the view shed of the bay, or that certainly that are in the waters of the bay. As I came past tonight, it was in probably 3 feet of water. That's why it blew over. And, you know, the whole intention is no permit shall authorize a billboard where, without first considering the impact of the proposed use on the air, water, land, environment, and ecology of the district lands, and finding that the proposed use is necessary to promote the safety, health, comfort, and public convenience of the public, and that the proposed use is required by the public convenience, and that the proposed use will not have an adverse environmental or ecological effect. In what way does a billboard benefit the public? The billboard only benefits the owner of the billboard collecting the rent for it and obstructing our views of the bay. This is the intention of the ordinance, is to get rid of the billboards that are blocking the beauty of our bay, or the eel, you know, the one south of Eureka as well. Any place where it's in a view shed, we should not have billboards. Duh. I mean, to me, that's just really clear. So what we're looking at here is, oh, well, you know, you got 5 years to fix it. Well, as Jen pointed out, they're not putting the same thing up. They're putting in 6x12s, I assume pressure treated, instead of 4x4s. Talk about impact on the bay. That's how you drive them in the ground, you know, with impact. And it is an eelgrass area, and it is a tidal area. It's also a beautiful area, and it has been such a blessing not to have the billboards there. So to approve this request does not benefit the people and does not benefit the environment. The only thing, the only person or company it benefits is out front. And it's not as if he needs money because he's out a whole bunch of money because he built a new billboard. No, the billboard has been paying constantly over all this time. And now he's going to spend a bunch of money because in 5 years he can make a whole bunch more money. So here we are benefiting a private business at the expense of the people of the area and at the expense of the environment. And it just, I mean, to me, it seems super clear. Maybe it doesn't to you. I don't know. But I don't see how anybody who is in charge of the Harbor District and in charge of the beauty, maintaining the beauty of Humboldt Bay, could want to see a billboard built for 5 years when the only benefit is for the owner of that billboard. Lots of other things I could say, but please refuse the permit. This is ridiculous. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And Dale, may I
speak? You may.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. I guess one of the proposed actions is for us to find or to approve a number of findings for an exemption to CEQA, including, as was stated, that the proposed use is necessary to promote public health, comfort, and convenience, that the proposed use is required by public convenience and necessity, that the proposed use will not have any substantial adverse environmental or ecological effect, and that the proposed use will not produce an unreasonable burden on the natural resources and aesthetics of the area, public health and safety, air, water quality in the vicinity of Humboldt Bay, or in the parks, recreation, and scenic area, historic sites, buildings, or archaeological sites in the area. And so I do not feel that there is sufficient evidence for me to be able to make these findings at this time. And so I recommend that an initial study is conducted to see if an exemption is appropriate. And so I would recommend that we require an initial study and continue this to a date certain. That was a motion, sorry. I motion, not recommend. I make a motion that we require an initial study and continue this to a date certain.
As I feel, I have a lot of questions as to the validity of the exemption. I will second Mr. Coleman's motion. Okay, we have a motion and a second. I have a couple questions that also should probably be added to this. So as part of this, there's been requests from CDFW with some specifics about where they work and how they work. Would that be included in the
initial study?
The initial study? Would those types of recommendations have to be included, or they would need to be included in that initial study as well, right?
Yes, and they can also be added as conditions of approval.
And be added to the permit as conditions of approval. Okay.
Yeah, I guess as well as any.
We're gonna get a ton of comment letters from agencies on this permit, and most of those conditions are all gonna have to be incorporated into this permit as well, if they aren't already, into the initial study.
Referrals have already been issued.
Yeah, but then when we do an initial study, there will be a CEQA public comment period for right. That initial study.
So to clarify, between the time that you approved filing of this permit in March and now, agencies were notified of the pending action before the board. Your current direction, if passed tonight, would require an initial study, which has additional new comment periods, which would open the opportunity for agencies to comment again.
Okay. So, and I want to be, I know we've had this discussion multiple times. I want to be clear, so that we all understand ordinance number 7 and what we tried to do and as a institution failed to understand exactly what it means, but we didn't implement it properly to start with, and we are moving that direction today. We will make sure as a board and as a staff that it gets implemented. But what are the, so when you say, Rob, could you go back to ordinance number 2 or ordinance number 7?
Amendment 2 to ordinance 7.
Well, no, what I want to understand is the amortization process and how that works. I want the public to understand that as well. So when we say, what we were presented, or what we, I think, on the board all understood the way it worked, was we notified property owners that they had 5 years to recuperate costs. And then once they needed another permit to rebuild or reconstruct or repair one of these billboards, they probably weren't going to get one. But there wasn't, my understanding was that we were not necessarily, there's no, did he throw that at me?
Dropped your mic.
So I want to understand, I want the public to understand what those, okay, what it all means.
You got it right there.
There you go.
Because I thought it actually worked.
Yeah, that's. I thought it required removal after 5 years as well.
All right. So, among many other things, this is multiple pages long, but the Amendment 2 to Ordinance 7 says that non-conforming billboards shall be discontinued or removed from their sites after a reasonable amortization period, which will be specified in the district permit authorizing the billboard. So the ordinance is effectively saying that we have to inform the billboard owners of their need to get a permit. During that permitting process, they will be given an amortization period. And 5 years is the presumptive amortization period.
And where we fail as a board is we did not notify.
As a district.
So it's our fault.
As a district.
As a district, yeah. I mean, it's on us.
And so that five-year presumptive amortization period is subject to rebuttal by the permit holder. So the permit process must be initiated to amortize the billboard. And that permit process has to give the owner the opportunity to say, hey, I need 7 years or 12 or 2. And so that opportunity wasn't given. The permit was never initiated or announced, or this ordinance notified, that the billboard owner wasn't notified.
Okay.
And this was 2021.
So we're, you know, a couple days short, but we are doing that today, tomorrow. The letter will go out to all billboards, all 5.
The process has begun for this particular billboard, and then, yes, for the other ones, yes.
Okay.
It is theoretically possible that all the billboard owners were called, but we have no record of that. There's no written record of any kind that we can find.
Okay. There will be tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay. I think it's important that we have an orderly fashion to how we do this. I want to work with staff and district council to have that. So absolutely. But
maybe not.
It might be, not be tomorrow.
Not literally.
Okay. But tomorrow. The initial actions will take place. Just to clarify.
Okay. Well, I'll check with you next week. okay.
And it may be necessary for us to bring something back to the board as well. Just be crystal clear.
Be happy to.
Yeah, we're working on that. That's part of one of the recommendations.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
Not from me. I have a motion on the floor in a second.
So it's a what is my agenda item? Is it a resolution?
Well, this isn't a resolution.
This is not just to accepting
this is a motion on 9A.
So
does it include a date and everything?
Do we need to put a date in the motion?
Yeah, staff would propose November 20th.
Thank you for that proposal date.
That is a Wednesday, it's a week before Thanksgiving. So Wednesday, November 20th. That would give Vanessa ample time to do the work.
You weren't doing anything between now and then, were you?
I amend my
motion to say a continuation until November 20th.
Second proves.
All right.
I'll vote.
Yeah, I call the question. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes. And I'll see you on November 20th.
Well, I'm out of town that day.
We'll be having turkey sandwiches.
Oh, what's next? Do we have anything else in your
town? Yeah, we do. Actually, parking lot.
Sorry, Mindy, I keep grabbing the wrong mouse.
All right. Hey, you don't get to leave until it's all over. You have to stay here.
See you in November.
They didn't ever notify him. They never notified them. I just want to make a procedural point. When you're standing here, you can't really see that your time's run out. So sorry if I was rude for going over. I couldn't see it.
I let you know.
By fidgeting. Yeah. I have no idea how much.
I would let him cut you off, Jim.
We wanted to keep hearing what you had to say.
Thank you. Nancy, you can let us go for another one without you?
Jen and Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a report on this one?
No, I'll let you read it.
It's over.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good evening. Good night. Thank you.
Consider awarding a contract to Hooven and Company Incorporated for the Manila Park improvements as project for the Clean California Grant, as a project for the Clean California Grant, Samoa Peninsula Beautification Project.
Since it's no more public to stand in front of, I make the motion that we could award the contract.
I'll second.
Sorry.
Public on Zoom.
Oh, there probably is. And
I want to hear about it. I want to hear the spiel. Rob presented the PowerPoint and he has a PowerPoint.
I got none. This is Chris's side.
I didn't. You might not know this, but there's other staff members in the district. But sometimes.
Sorry.
Get
sorry, Vin. Sorry, Vindy.
The non fun stuff in the district.
Yeah, I guess it's.
That doesn't look like vanilla.
So, in any event, this is a simple item. As you're aware, we received a Clean California grant for $903,870. We're coming to completion of the project. And one of the key projects of this was the repaving in the middle of the parking lot. So, as we shared late last year, we were going to go out to bid on this parking lot, but there were a lot of kinks to work out with the grant, extending the grant, and some additional conditions that were necessary. So we went out to bid for repaving of the Manila Community Parking Lot. We received four bids. Successful bidder was Hooven & Company at $158,387.70. And there is a non-mandatory alternative bid for about $57,000. A portion of that will be chosen. And so at this point in time, we'd like to go ahead and proceed with and award the contract, award the bid, accept the bid, and award the contract, which we are prepared to do near immediately.
Awesome.
This will be the concluding major project of the Clean California Grant, which was quite successful. And so we'll be bringing a summary of all of the actions of the project, as well as photographs of the various projects that were taken on, including trash cleanup, beach restoration, native plant, park improvements, as well as an unbelievable tally of trash vehicles and other abatement projects that were done throughout the Samoa Peninsula. We'll be inviting some of the key project players from RCA to join us in that presentation. We're shooting for a date likely in March at this, or excuse me, in November at this point in time.
And I think you meant RCA.
RCAA, thank you. Did I say RCEA?
I just heard it.
I might have been staring at you, sorry.
It's all he has on the brain is RCEA.
Yeah, E's and A's, you know, they're so
similar. Well done, and thank you. And thank you for Hooven for coming forward and doing this for us.
It might be worthy to note these are all local shops that did this job. No one out of the area, so it was really nice to be able to receive that and be able to award this to a local American shop.
Yeah, nice people too. Okay, so I have a motion and a second. I'm going to offer it to the public, seeing as there's no public. We will bring it back. And there's not a resolution. So all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay. And motion passes. And we are done for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob and Vanessa.
Yeah, thank you.